Joe, Ohio Farmers Union is going to be hosting a forum on September the 22nd dealing with agriculture and Lake Erie. How would you describe the forum?
This forum, I think, is our best effort to really try to clarify the extent to which agriculture is responsible for the water quality issues that have befallen Toledo and other areas, and to talk about kind of some interesting and exciting innovation that's going on in the agricultural community, both around the whole idea of research and new ideas and new understanding of the dynamics, but really new agricultural practices, which are proving very successful at reducing farm runoff and really saving money for farmers and keeping nutrients where they should be, and that's in the ground, helping to produce the crops that we need for this country.
You've got quite a lineup of speakers coming to the forum.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Reuter, of course, probably one of the region's foremost experts in water quality. He has his own Sea Grant lab right out in the middle of Lake Erie, literally on Gibraltar Island. And he's been doing research on Lake Erie for some 30 years now. And he's internationally known, both works with the Canadians, and has actually put together a Great Lakes network on research. And so we're really delighted to have Dr. Reuter there. And he's also a person that can communicate effectively to everybody from farmers to individual citizens to other scientists. So we're delighted to have Dr. Reuter there. Todd Hesterman, a farmer I met when I was serving on the Ohio Phosphorus Task Force, and not only a farmer, but a conservation innovator, I think it's safe to say. Todd has put together a network of farmers in northwestern Ohio that have used a variety of innovative agricultural techniques, all focused on the idea of minimizing the use of nutrients and making sure those nutrients are used to good effect and don't end up causing water quality issues, including erosion, farm runoff, et cetera. And Todd, I think, has a wonderful message about things that farmers can do to mitigate these concerns that they have. In addition to that, we have Greg LaBarge. Greg was tapped by the OSU Ag School to really lead the charge in developing the curriculum that will be necessary to implement this Senate Bill 150 that really will require all farmers using chemical fertilizers to undergo a certification. So we are delighted to have Greg involved there as well. He's, as I say, acknowledged by the OSU College of Agriculture to be the kind of lead go-to person on these agricultural control issues. And then, of course, we're going to have Adam Riesian from the Ohio Environmental Council, one of the more pragmatic environmental groups in the state, and they have been good partners in this issue, and they are keenly involved in the legislative process as they go forward. So we look for this to be a great exchange. And, of course, I want to hasten to say that this is going to be largely designed as a question and answer, back and forth, give and take scenario between the farmers in the area and the local experts.
Anyone else that you'd like to see at this forum?
Well, we want to see farmers, we want to see agency officials, we want to see legislators, because there's a great deal of discussion about, A, what needs to happen, not only within the governance or regulatory community, but what needs to happen out in the farm field. So, first of all, we want to see farmers, and we also want to see a blend of regulators to tell us what is going to have to happen, what will happen if we don't get this under control. And then we want to have a back and forth with the legislators that have a pile of proposed legislation on their table when they get back to, as they get back into Columbus now, and are really going to have to confront these from a regulatory point of view. And the question is, do they continue to rely upon the sort of voluntary practices that they've done for years, or do they use a more regulatory approach like the Senate Bill 150? So these are issues that we need a lot of back and forth on. And, of course, community members from around the Toledo, Ohio area that was very heavily impacted. We want to know their impression too and have a little back and forth there. But we want it to be science-based. We want it to be a calm and collected discussion.
We mentioned that it's coming up on September the 22nd in Toledo. For those that might be interested in attending the forum, do they need to make prior arrangements?
Well, the forum is free and open to the public, but we would appreciate a heads up just to get a little bit of a head count as we're going into that. And you can do so by calling the Farmers Union office. That's area code 419-523-5300.
Joe, anything else about your forum that you'd like to mention?
Well, we'd just like to invite all of the participants of Northwest Ohio or Ohio in general to please come and join us. We look forward to it.